Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, November 4th. Coming up, we'll learn about a referendum on the ballots of six counties in southwest Illinois that will ask if county boards should discuss forming a new state separate from Chicago. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Most states, including Illinois, are behind 2020 youth voter registration. For IPM Student Newsroom, Mariah Trujillo checked in with some University of Illinois students who are sitting this one out.
U of I senior Jessica Sanchez says she doesn't believe her vote matters in a state like Illinois.
Personally, if I were to vote, I would be Democratic, but Illinois is always blue, so I'm like, I don't need to. So like kind of put it in my head like that voting doesn't matter.
Nathaniel Patak, another U of I senior, says he's also sitting this one out.
I just don't support either candidate either way to the point where I'm like, oh, I want to go out and vote.
As of late October, the number of registered voters ages 18 through 29 in Illinois was about 9% lower compared to Election Day 2020, according to a recent analysis from Tufts University. For IPM News, I'm Mariah Trujillo.
Election Day is tomorrow, Tuesday, November 5th. Illinois allows same-day voter registration at most polling places. You can learn more about local candidates and fill out a sample ballot at ipmnewsroom.org. Look for the 2024 election guide on the homepage. After a 27-year battle for recognition by the U.S. Census, Middle Eastern North African, or MENA, was added as a category earlier this year. But now, some are concerned the census might become a tool to target the MENA community. For IPM Student Newsroom, Leilina Nazarva explains.
Initially, the MENA community welcomed the census change, feeling finally recognized. But some worry. If Trump becomes president, that census data will be used to fuel xenophobia. Here's Awad Awad, a Palestinian-American who leads the Salam, MENA Cultural Center at the University of Illinois.
We're a community that has been historically surveillanced. This is a double-edged sword of, are they going to target us next? Are we going to be the next, you know, Japanese during the internments?
The Census Bureau cooperated with U.S. military forces in 1942. Aiding the incarceration of over 100,000 people of Japanese descent. For IPM News, I'm Lily Nazarva.
Illinois voters are weighing in through an advisory referendum whether more health insurers should cover fertility treatments, including IVF. Kristen Schorsch reports.
IVF can take years for a person to get pregnant, and one round costs on average up to $14,000, according to the nonprofit KFF. Like most states, Illinois Medicaid doesn't cover IVF for low-income women. Katie Watson with Northwestern University says that creates a big barrier.
It is a violation of reproductive justice, the right to have a child, to allow medical treatments to be divvied up based on income.
WBEZ analyzed federal data and found almost all babies born last year with the help of fertility treatments in Illinois had moms with private insurance. I'm Kristen Schorsch.
The Fighting Illini football team is no longer perfect at home this season. They lost to the Minnesota Gophers on Saturday with a score of 25-17. Quarterback Luke Altmaier had a touchdown for Illinois but lost two fumbles. Illinois hosts the Michigan State Spartans next Saturday. Still to come, we'll learn about a referendum on the ballots of six counties in southwest Illinois that will ask if county boards should discuss forming a new state separate from Chicago. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, presidential candidates have pursued different strategies to try to collect the 270 votes necessary to win the Electoral College and the presidency. We'll talk about how that's changed over time, and we'll hear different perspectives on whether we should scrap the system altogether. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Six counties in southwest Illinois, including Madison in the Metro East, will be voting tomorrow on non-binding referendums about possibly forming a new state. These ballot questions are part of a growing movement in downstate Illinois, as some voters have grown increasingly frustrated with the direction of state government and want to break away from Chicago. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports how Madison County's vote is different from others.
So far, 26 Illinois counties have passed symbolic referendums in previous elections. Most have been concentrated in southeast Illinois and are rural counties. But Madison County represents a new addition to the growing separation movement, a suburban county.
I think it's time for a wake-up call in Springfield.
That's Dave Stouffer. He's one of the Madison County residents who's been advocating to get the referendum on the ballot.
If Madison County passes this, I think Springfield will actually start to realize, hey, there's something going on here.
Madison County is home to more than 260,000 people. If voters approve, it could show the movement is more than just urban versus rural. Other Madison County residents, like Stacy Leip, think passing this advisory referendum is not the right move.
It's performative. It's just an absolute waste of time.
Leip is running for a county board seat this fall. In her eyes, these legally non-binding referendums lead nowhere. Instead of debating issues like this, she says we should spend our time focusing on more practical ones. That's a few Leip shares with current Madison County Board member Allison Lamoth.
We want policy that does the most good for the most people, and kicking Cook County to the curb would not accomplish that at all.
Now, it's not just Madison County voters that will get this question. Residents in Calhoun, Clinton, Iroquois, Greene, Jersey, and Perry counties will all vote on their own referendums. And all the questions are the same. To paraphrase, they read, should the county's board talk with other counties about separating from Cook to form a new state? It's important to note that this question is not actually a question of secession or formally withdrawing from a state. However, the advocates see these questions as an official poll that quantifies disapproval.
It's a matter of finding out how the people feel about the idea of doing this.
Jersey County Board Member Eric Ivers is another supporter. He and Stouffer say if voters reject the referendums, they'll drop the idea. If they pass it, the message has been sent to state leaders. The U.S. Constitution does lay out a process for forming new states. It requires approval of both the state legislature and Congress, which remains possible but would be a tall task. Academics at Southern Illinois University also say breaking up downstate Illinois from Chicago wouldn't make financial sense. One of those academics is John Jackson.
This is what we call in political science symbolic politics, because it's not going to happen, and they probably know it's not going to happen.
Jackson and another professor conclude downstate Illinois receives far more tax dollars from Springfield than it puts in. This is a finding that a number of separation supporters dispute. J.H. Merritt, the chairman of a group named New Illinois, is one of them. For Merritt, the movement comes down to a U.S. Supreme Court ruling from the 60s. The high court ruled legislative districts had to be apportioned based on population.
And what you end up having is Cook County imposing things on the rest of the state that may be good for a densely populated urban area, but they're not good for the rest of the state.
Back in Madison County, Lamoth, the current board member, says another reason she voted against this measure is that she doesn't like demonizing cities.
I think that promoting that is insidious. I think it's damaging. It is not at all unifying.
To which Jackie Day, a third Madison County board candidate, chimes in.
Just to be clear, though, when you say you really don't like the demonization of Chicago, it's still okay to hate on the Cubs, right? That's important.
Maybe another question for another day. In Edwardsville, I'm Will Bauer.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mariah Trujillo, Leili Nazarva, Kristen Schorsch, and Will Bauer. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.